Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. 3,700 post offices across the country now facing potential closures. 62 of them are in Michigan, including one right here in Lansing. To find out what's behind this move, I'm joined by Sabrina Todd. She's the Consumer Relations Coordinator and Media Coordinator for the Greater Michigan District Postal Service. Welcome to the program, Sabrina.
Hello, thank you.
Now, in the fiscal year 2010, the Postal Service suffered an $8.5 billion loss compared to the loss of $3.8 billion the year before. It sounds like this has been an ongoing trend. Why hasn't this action been considered earlier?
Well, we've considered other actions prior to this. We've been looking at several options. Last year, they looked at streamlining our operations, looked at streamlining facilities, work hours, those type of things. One of the biggest things that we're trying to look at doing is stop the prefunding of retiree health benefits, and this would really help us out. So it's not like we haven't looked at things before. Is we've looked, and we're continuing to look at things that we can do to help our financial situation, because we do realize that it is serious.
Now, according to postal office information or postal service information, most post offices being studied for potential closure have so little foot traffic that workers average less than 2 hours of work per day and average sales are less than $50 a day. That's fairly astounding. Is that in fact the case?
I'm not sure of the direct figures and the actual figures on that, but I do know that they do look at the customer foot traffic, as you call it, the walk-in traffic. They're looking at that. They're also looking at things like utilization of spaces in our offices and our facilities. They're looking at expense versus revenue that's coming into those offices as well, too. So these are some of the things that they're looking at. I'm sure there'll be other things. I don't know what all is entailed in that because I'm not part of that review team. But I do know these are some of the things that they are looking at when they're doing this study and doing this review. And then at some point in time after they've, you know, compilated all these facts and figures, they will be sharing them with the various communities.
Now, one post office in Lansing is under consideration also. What's the current status of the post offices in the Lansing area, and how are they doing in terms of the money they're losing or not losing?
Right now, our offices are doing rather well. Nothing's closing tomorrow. I just wanted to make sure that people are not getting in a panic mode like something's closing tomorrow. That's not the case. These offices across the country, they're under review right now, and that's, you know, all we're saying right now, they're just under review. They're just looking at some things within each of these offices, including Lansing here. So we're just looking at, like I said earlier, the work hours, the space utilization, the expense versus the revenue. And so that's the starting point right now, and we're taking it step by step, and we're not going to jump ahead of ourselves.
Are Lansing post offices running an annual debt at this point?
Are they running at what now?
An annual debt. Are they losing money?
I don't know all that information because I'm not working in the finance department, so I don't know those figures. I don't know, you know, how they're operating as far as working in a debt. So I can't answer that right now. Okay.
And as a Postal Service official, when you look at the dynamic and the changes that have occurred in the industry, what are the underlying factors that have caused this this loss of money and the lack of use of post offices?
One of the main factors is our first-class mail volume has declined drastically over the last 8 years. That's the main portion. We're not tax-funded. The Postal Service is not tax-funded, according to what everybody believes. We are not tax-funded. We are funded basically by the sale of our postage. So the first-class mail volume has declined drastically. Also, too, we have to look at the fact that people are not coming so much to the brick-and-mortar post offices like they did in the past. They're utilizing things like their smartphones, the computers, you know, they're texting, and they're using more electronical devices to take care of their needs. And so we understand this and we realize this, and so we're trying to make ourselves more competitive to meet the changing habits of our customers.
And you say that first class packages are the ones that have declined dramatically. Do you think the U.S. Postal Service really competes with the service provided by FedEx and UPS at this point?
Oh, definitely, definitely. We can compete with them, okay? We have our packages, like our if it fits, it ships, our priority mail packaging. You can go online and you can print a label. You can get a box and mail everything and have the carrier come and pick it up. So I believe we're in the position to compete with FedEx and UPS, definitely.
Are these companies, though, not taking a huge portion of this first-class mail from you?
First-class mail, when you think of first-class mail, it's not just packages. We're talking about letters, bills, that type of thing. Okay, so you look at your UPS and your FedEx, and they deal mainly in packages. We deal in everything. Okay, we handle everything. We deliver everywhere, whereas they do not. The Postal Service, we deliver everywhere. So, but like I said before, a lot of what our situation is because of the change in our customers' mailing habits. Like I said, the traffic coming into our post offices isn't as frequent as it used to be. And so people are out in the stores, in the pharmacies, at the ATMs, at the banks. And so we're trying to be where they're at. And so we're trying to get more expanded access in those areas so that while they are there, they can take advantage of postal services and products.
I'm talking to Sabrina Todd. She's the Consumer Relations Coordinator and Media Coordinator for the Greater Michigan District Postal Service. Sabrina, what are the steps necessary to close a post office, and will local communities have any say in the process?
From what I understand, it's a very detailed process. Very, very many steps are involved, a first step being a review and a study. Okay, and that's not to say just because an office is on a review and study that it's going to be closed. So I want to make that clear so that people don't get into an uproar. Just because an office is under study does not automatically mean it's going to be closed. So that's the first step right there, is a review and a study is made. Then after that, results have to be shared. There's community meetings that are held. There's other departments that are involved that have to look at the facts and the figures. So there's lots of steps that are involved before an actual closure takes place for a post office.
Now, when we talk about the Lansing area, which post office is being considered?
The one that's being studied right now is the Southwest Carrier Annex. That's where the majority of the carriers that deliver for the greater Lansing area, that's where they are located.
And what will that leave then in the area?
It's a carrier facility, so that's where the carriers come out of.
Oh, I see.
Our main post office here on Collins Road, and then the one downtown, and the one out at Delta behind the Lansing Mall, those are facilities that do sell stamps and retail packages and products.
I see.
We still have those.
And in terms of the greater Michigan district, is it being spared most of these considered or potential closures as compared to other districts in the country?
Other districts are sharing in the same, I would say relatively the same amount of post offices that are being studied. In the greater Michigan district alone, we have about 45 offices that are being studied.
So quite a few. And of those, any sense that you have of the rate of closure we'll see? Is it likely we'll see all of them be closed?
No sense at this time. Like I said, this list was just made public the other day, and as our Postmaster General said, these are just offices that are under review.
You know, I wonder, one estimate is that these closures would save about $200 million. I know when we're looking at an $8.5 billion loss annually, that seems like a drop in the bucket. Is the sense that just these closures will be enough to resolve the debt?
Any action that we take, and I'm sure any action that Postmaster General Potter takes, I'm sure he's looking at it from the aspect that anything that can help will be beneficial to us.
Finally, what about the proposed plan for Postal Service to no longer deliver mail on Saturdays? Is that still being considered, and is that likely to save a significant amount of money?
That's still being considered. From what I understand, it's still on Capitol Hill with Congress for them to come to some conclusions. So we don't know where that is right now. So we're just waiting to hear from them. And like I said earlier, anything that can be done to help our financial situation, that along with the prefunding, stopping the prefunding of retirees' health benefits, any actions like that will definitely help our financial situation.
Does the Postal Service, in fact, see a much lower volume of mail on Saturdays?
I'm not certain about seeing a much lower volume of mail on Saturdays. I don't know if they were looking at it from that aspect, but like I said, it's on Capitol Hill. We're just waiting for Congress to get back with us.
Sabrina Todd, Consumer Relations Coordinator and Media Coordinator for the Greater Michigan District Postal Service. Thank you for joining me, Sabrina.
Thank you, Michael.
We'll be back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.